Yeah, it's gone quick, isn't it, to be fair?
We're nearly coming up on a year, you know.
Yeah, 20 more weeks. That's half a year.
20 more weeks?
20 more episodes, but that is 20 weeks for us.
Oh, yeah, but I just meant since we launched the podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But obviously that's like April, is it? January, March, April. March?
It was April. March or April.
We may actually go back and check that anyways.
Will I?
Yeah, go on.
I'll just go on Spotify, like.
Go on then.
April 9th was the first episode.
April 9th.
I think that's my cousin's birthday.
That's mad.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, hello.
Hello.
You're very welcome back to...
Two girls.
And a baby. With...
Jade.
Megan and...
The baby.
Enzo's back. Yeah, he's giving us big smiles for that.
Say hi.
Do you want to come to meet? No.
Say hi. Good boy.
He's been loving the mic the last few minutes.
Yeah, you might. It might like... peak at the he'll probably hit.
Yeah, basically. And it keeps hitting it away from Jade's mouth, so
he's like, why is this getting attention and not yet? Yeah, there he goes.
Hitting it already.
And not me. No, thank you.
Here. Your mammy needs that.
For you.
What is that? Oh, he's delighted with that.
He loves remotes.
He just gave him the remote and his face lit up. What is that remote for?
The telly.
Oh, grand. I didn't know there was a telly in this room.
Yeah. No, he might chew it. I don't
know. I know he won't chew it.
Okay.
He only has two little teeth.
Oh yeah, no, but he might like put it in his mouth and stuff. But I'm okay with that. Like.
I'm okay with that too.
Okay, just don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone. Anyways, it's actually a bank holiday weekend, so this is going to be coming out on the Wednesday after the bank holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually recording on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, do we need to mention that?
Probably not, but maybe it makes sense as to why Enzo's here, because last week I was saying, oh, if we record on the weekend, I'll bring him.
Yes. Hello, you're doing a bit of acrobats there.
And here we are with him.
And you didn't even tell me he was coming. I walked up to Jade's car and she was like, I just need to be quiet. I don't want to wake up Enzo. I was like, Enzo's here. I probably woke him up with my excitement.
No, always wake him up.
I do.
Every time he's in the car, Megan wakes him, but that's
okay. I don't
mean
to. He just can sense that I'm around and he's like, I haven't seen Megan in a while. I want to see her.
Well, he's had a 45-minute nap, so he should be okay, but...
But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
let's get into it.
Let's do our life lessons.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, okay.
Go for it, so.
So mine is pretty basic and simple. And it's, again, one of these lessons that I kind of have to keep relearning and reteaching myself.
Okay.
And it's just how important exercise is for your mental health. Like, do you know? I kind of hadn't been exercising like properly in months. You know, I'd been going for our swims and been trying to force myself to go to the gym. So I'd say I've been to the gym twice since July.
July?
Yeah, Jade.
Oh, I didn't know it was that long ago.
Oh, it was that long ago. I'm thinking, well, it was around then because it was when I met Simon. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
That's
what happens.
You end up being so busy with trying to get to know someone new. And then you're also, it was the middle of summer. And then there was just so much stuff on. But in fairness, like, I'd, you know, been on walks and stuff, do you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so this week I kind of was like, right, this is the week I'm feeling so shitty about myself. I need to...
get back.
Yeah, get back and make a change and just exercise to make me feel better. And Jade, you know, because you were you with me on one of the days? Was it Monday last week?
Yeah.
Remember? And I was like, I exercise today and I'm just so happy.
You were like, I'm exercising before work every day.
Yeah, I need to. And I didn't stick to that last week, but I need to like really make that one of my non-negotiables this year is to kind of do 10 minutes of exercise in the morning, even if that's a yoga in your house, 10-minute walk. It doesn't have to be going to the gym because like,
that takes a long time
and I might not necessarily be able to do that every morning, but if I commit to that 10 minutes, that sets my day up. And I can, if I need to go to the gym in the evening, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's to set your day up on a good positive note. And yeah
I feel like I can notice the difference. I haven't heard you like give out about anything in like a week.
Well, that's because you haven't really seen me.
I have, but normally like if we were in a bad mood, we'd be texting each other saying we're in a bad mood, and I've not got
that.
Yeah, I
haven't been in a proper bad mood. No.
Yeah, so that's good.
Okay, amazing. So learn from me, guys.
Exercise
in the morning, 10 minutes, and you'll be set for the day. And like that, your whole mood will start changing. So, yeah, that's my life lesson in a nutshell.
I like it.
Okay.
I'm kind of torn between two because my life lesson that I had in my head coming down I like it. You actually gave it to me, so I was going to rob it. Then I was listening to a podcast on the way down, and they gave a lesson that I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. So what one will I go with?
So you might as well do the both of them.
Okay, well, the one that I stole from you is if you're like just going about your daily life, don't put it down, put it away.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like I've been trying to stick to that. So like if you're getting into your pajamas in the nighttime, don't just throw your day clothes on the floor, like put them away so that you're not making work for yourself for the next day.
Yeah, 100%.
It's really beneficial.
It actually is, because when you catch yourself not putting something away, then you're like, no, put it away.
Yeah, otherwise you're just creating mess.
Yeah, and there's no need, because then it takes more time to actually clean it up than after.
Exactly. Now, something like, I don't do it every day. Sometimes if Enzo's in bed and I'm getting into my pajamas, I just leave my clothes on the floor because I don't want to wake him.
Yeah, 100%. But if it's one of those things that you kind of try to stick by most of the time.
Yeah, and I feel like it is helping. Especially with like laundry and stuff. Normally I just take it from like after folding it and stuff and just leave it on my bed and I'll be like, oh, I'll do that later.
Yeah, and you never do it. No. It ends up in a pile. I just have a pile of stuff. But yeah, no, I try to do that now too. I'm glad you
learned
that.
I have. And then the other one, it was really interesting. Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? Yeah. The other one is that who you choose to be your partner in life can be life or death. Because if you're in a happy relationship, you're more likely to like live longer.
Okay, yeah.
But also if you become like ill. So if a woman becomes ill, a man is 625% more likely to leave their girlfriend partner than a woman. A woman will only leave like, I think it's like 2 or 3% of the time.
So they're more likely to stick by their partner.
They're more likely to stick by their partner. Women are, but men will leave like 600% more often. But then also if God forbid I was to become terminally ill, not terminally ill, if I was to become ill, if I am in a happy relationship, you have a much higher percentage chance of surviving than people who are not in a happy relationship.
Okay, yeah, because if you're upset and then the toxic, the toxic environment you're in will worsen
your health. Yeah, it was really interesting. It was actually The Diary of a CEO, and you know Paul Brunson.
Oh yeah,
Married at First Sight guy.
Uh huh.
He has a podcast
everywhere these days. Especially after that Maura Higgins interview. That really shot him into
it. Really, really did. So he has his own podcast now as well, which is good. But I was listening to him on Diary of a CEO, and he said that, and I was like, "Whoa, that's actually fascinating."
Yeah, even those statistics are insane.
It's mental. Like 625% more likely to leave men are.
And I wonder, is that because like women have more of a motherly instinct and like want to help people, whereas men don't know. Like obviously they get fatherly, but it's
not the same.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, I haven't finished the book and I've started it in the book, like men are from Mars and women are from Venus. It's like women are there and they want to give you help and solutions, whereas men don't necessarily
want that.
Not necessarily want that, but that's just not the way they're wired.
Yeah, it's interesting. He didn't go into why they do, but But it's just the way it is. But yeah,
differently, different types of humans. Insane.
There's two life lessons, so I don't have to do one next week.
No, it doesn't work like that.
No, it does not.
Unfortunately, it just means more knowledge for everybody.
Exactly.
Listening.
I apologize for this sound as well.
Go on, Enzo.
Do you have something to say? What's your life lesson?
Do you want to come to me? No.
Oh yeah, he probably might. Do you want to say hi to Auntie Megan?
Yeah, you come over here.
Get away, get away.
What's your life lesson? I'd say his life lesson is he looks so cool and he's so stylish.
Yeah, he's rocking
it
today.
He's in this Under Armour, like, what do you, I call them half zips.
Yeah, I call it half zips.
Some people call them quarter zips.
And quarter zips? What's a quarter zip?
Well, it's not halfway, that's not halfway down, like, that's only a quarter of the way down his top.
No, that's so silly.
You're like, that's not halfway down your top, that's it. It's quarter of the way down.
No.
So technically that's what it is. Anyways, his Under Armour half zip, because that's what I want to say, and Under Armour pants, tracksuit like pants. What a stylish guy. I'll show you his outfit. Look at that.
Oh yeah. Rocking it. Light blue.
Anyway,
looking good. Anyway, we've an interesting topic this week. I feel it's a little bit different for us.
Yeah, it is. What's up?
He's just crazy, I swear to God.
He's literally just doing a backflip.
He just wants to be a jumper. Jumpy, jumpy, jump. But yeah.
The topic of the week is, we're going to talk about cancel culture.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's very
Topical.
And it's also something that has been around for a while, but I think at the moment there's extremes of it as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In terms of people cancel people just because they might not necessarily like them.
Yeah, or if you just like don't agree with their statement, then they can be cancelled instantly.
Yeah, rather than actually having, I suppose, someone that has done really wrong and cancelling them.
Exactly.
Do you know what I did? I got the definitions of cancel culture and cancelling.
Oh, are they different?
Kinda, right? Being cancelled is to completely reject and stop supporting someone, especially because they have said something that offends you. Then cancel culture is the phenomenon or practice of publicly rejecting, boycotting or ending support for particular people or groups because of their socially or morally unacceptable views or actions. Cancel culture can ruin careers, but it can also make a public figure think twice before posting controversial comments.
Okay.
So cancel culture, I suppose, is more of the phenomenon. Phenomenon.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Phenomenon.
Oh, Enzo. Your head's very close to that desk. But yeah, I feel like cancel culture, it's been around a while. I think I saw it started in like 2015,
yeah.
The whole concept of cancelling.
Yeah.
But when I was thinking about it, I feel like it's actually something that humans have just... Oh my God, did you hear that?
Yeah.
He is pooing. I feel like it's something that humans have just kind of always done.
He is pooing. Sorry.
If you think back to like Roman times and everything, people were like shunned from their village.
Oh yeah.
Do you know? It's...
kind of, I suppose, been already always rooted deep within people, do you know?
Mm-hmm.
And even I was reading a thing and it's like religion,
okay,
is like cancels people if they don't abide by the religions, they get shunned or like, do you know, they have to face some
punishment. Or they just don't go to heaven.
Yeah, but then there's also the difference then you can get forgiveness in religions, religions, whereas with cancel culture, people tend not to be forgiven.
No, they don't. But then I was also thinking, do you know what? Like Nevo, she was cancelled nearly every week, but she just kind of refused to be cancelled. You know, some people get cancelled and they just don't, they're just like, oh shit, no one likes me. So they kind of just give up. Whereas she was just like, I don't care what you think. And she just continued on.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think, was she doing anything morally?
No, I think she just had opinions that like, most people don't necessarily agree with.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is a fair enough reason to be
cancelled.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless your opinions are like totally morally wrong. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like she could just have...
She could be like, I like pineapple on pizza. And people be like, oh my God, you're cancelled.
Yeah, like
it's controversial,
but
that's
it's the problem like with social media is like that. People can be cancelled just because someone may not necessarily like someone else.
Yeah.
You know, and then everyone jumps on that. And then there also could be a theme of like, people being jealous, you know. She was doing really well for herself.
Enzo.
Here's some fart monster.
You stink.
You got some fright there, the jump.
I didn't expect that. Anyway.
All right, Mr. Fartalot.
That was huge.
Yeah, so people, I suppose, might try cancel other people just because they're jealous, which is not, I suppose, correct. And I do believe that people should be cancelled when they've done really wrong.
Yeah, but then there's people who like used to get cancelled or get fired from a job because of a tweet they might have posted like years and years before.
Yeah, which I think is unfair.
Because people can grow and change and stuff.
Yeah.
So I probably said things in 2015 that I wouldn't stand by right now.
Yeah,
do you know what
100%,
I mean?
100%, especially when we're younger because you don't really understand things, you know, when you're 12, 13. You're kind of just saying things because other people might be saying it and you're just agreeing with other people's opinions and you haven't necessarily formed your own.
Yeah. So do you think cancel culture is good or harmful? I had that typed on my notes. I was like, is it good or is it harmful?
It can be good, but also harmful.
Okay, both.
It can be good in the sense that the likes of the Me Too movement.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like where loads of women and girls came together and spoke out about sexual harassment that was received from them from men, particularly men in like
positions of power.
Yeah, exactly. So I believe in those terms
it's good.
It's good because a lot of people
were called out for their bad behaviour.
Yeah, exactly.
And people were made aware of it and then they were kind of given justice. And were they? And
like, I'm not 100% sure. I don't know the ins and outs of all the cases.
Obviously, your man who, Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
That was, a lot of people were kind of given justice when he got put in prison, were they? I don't know if that's enough, but.
No, it's not enough because there's obviously loads of more people involved
in
that. So, but at the same time, it's kind of stopping him from doing it again to other people.
Oh, yeah, he's dead now, isn't he?
Is he, yeah?
Probably. Yeah, there's theories that he killed himself in jail, or there's theories that the policemen killed him in jail.
Oh. Mm. Okay, I didn't know that now at all.
Yeah,
but he's dead. Like,
he's not coming to do anything else bad. But his wife is still on the go.
Oh, yeah. See, that's also the issue. Like, but in those terms, it's helpful. But in when it can be harmful is like that with people like Nevo. At least she had a backbone.
Yeah.
Whereas some people online like posting, are just posting for fun and whatever, and then people come for them, try to cancel them, and that could be really harmful and lead to bad things.
It can.
What do you think?
I think like that in some cases it's beneficial, but then in others I feel like it's just leave people off. Like,
yeah.
Leave people do their own thing. Do you know what I mean? I feel like people are very easily offended nowadays.
Oh yeah. It's the snowflake generation.
Yeah, I didn't know if I wanted to say, I was going to say pansies, but snowflake is a good.
Yeah.
Snowflake generation, yeah. I feel like everyone just gets upset by the most silly thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you know? So I feel like it can be dangerous. And if you're in like a position of power or if you're like an influencer, like it can be hard to actually say or think what you actually want to say and think because you're afraid of being cancelled.
Yeah, you kind of in a way have to articulate and be careful.
Yeah. And like then we complain that influencers aren't real and stuff, but they're probably afraid to be real because they'll be like, oh, well, if Billy down the road doesn't like what I say, then my whole career could be over.
Yeah, if you do one step out of line. And then, like that, you have those people that, you know, make up stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So then you kind of have to, obviously you want to believe people, but then when you have people that are making up things and lies and spreading these vicious rumours, you kind of have to also take things with a pinch of salt.
That's, yeah.
Do you know, I would always, like, say side with, say, someone who's spoken out, but then if they're proven
Wrong,
you know.
And then as well, it's like, I know I always talk about her on the podcast, but Molly May, like I watch all of her YouTube videos and there could be something going on in the world and she has openly said like she's afraid to say her opinion on it or she has to articulate herself in a very particular way for fear of people either taking it out of context and then it's making headlines for things that are just so untrue.
Yeah.
Or she just doesn't talk on it. And then there's also people who get cancelled for like, do you remember like Blackout Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
And like some people, some like influence, if you didn't do it, then you're just a shitbagger.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or even people who didn't talk about Gaza, they get in trouble for not talking about Gaza.
Yeah, but then if they did, then they'd also get hate. So it's kind of, there's no winning.
There isn't.
But that kind of reminds me then as well, like taking it back to like David Beckham and Victoria Beckham.
I know.
Like
bless
they were
them.
Totally cancelled by people. Do you know what I mean?
And like I love
the media
them.
Because, oh no, I love them as well. But the media like that can also be so vicious and making up rumours.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily people. It started there too.
Yeah.
And like with how they wrote about Meghan Markle and everything.
People were so mean to Meghan Markle.
Horrible.
I'm not necessarily, like I have no
views on
her. I don't love her. I don't hate her. I don't care about her, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I don't think she deserved half the hate that she
got.
Not
at all. And there was a media bias, say, for Kate Middleton, because when Kate Middleton was pregnant, they were all like, holding her bump.
Yeah.
There was lovely headlines about Kate looking gorgeous. But then when Meghan Markle did the exact same thing, was holding her bump, or was she holding flowers?
She was holding her bump, and people were like, oh, she's too protective. And
she's
obsessed. She's trying to show off that she's pregnant, whereas if you have a bump, you might want to hold it. Like, what's
and,
the problem?
But then they wrote nice things about Kate.
Doing the exact same thing.
That's the media pushing this negative message about Meghan Markle out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then people online will start jumping on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then thinking negatively of her. Although the opinion that was first formed was by the media just trying to hate on someone, do you know?
Yeah, I do. That makes sense.
So it is very harmful.
It is. And then, but then on the other hand, I don't know, like, I don't know if we wanted to go into like Donald Trump, but you know the way he's reversing all the laws right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
I don't know enough about all the laws he's reversing, but I know some of them are bad and some of them are probably good.
Yeah, see, so there's one that I can think of, and it's that, do you ever hear of like an equal opportunities employer? Yeah. So it's like if there's 100 roles in a job going, like 10 of them have to be women, 7 of them have to be gay,
yeah.
3 of them have to be like from a minority. He's completely gotten rid of that.
Okay.
Yeah, which I...
That's awful.
I don't know.
Why?
Because as much as I like agree with equality and stuff, if there's 100 roles and 90 of them that apply are men and the men are just better at the job, I feel like if I was in that situation, I would want to get a job because I'm the best person for it, not just because I'm a woman.
Yeah, no, 100%. I get where you're coming from. But then you have to think about how hard women have fought for their rights to work. And just because, so say for example, it was the equal amount of men and equal amount of women that applied for the role. Like, that woman has probably done the same training, same courses, same kind of placement. And yeah, maybe the man, you might think the man, how are you supposed to know who's going to be actually better at the role until they are hired too?
Well, yeah, that's very true.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah. I think like if companies don't have to give equal opportunities, then people even like that from disadvantaged areas, from different disadvantaged life, like backgrounds and stuff, won't mm-hmm. be employable.
That is true. But then I think I was just thinking of like just getting hired for the sake of
being hired, like yeah,
your 100%. Gender or your skin color or your sexuality. I feel that's probably not the best thing. I think people should just hire whoever's the best, and if they are but gay, like, or they are a woman, that's like then they're just the better. For the role,
yeah.
Yeah, and
then people might, you see, discriminate against. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, yeah.
So there's that element of it too.
That is true.
But I do get where you're coming from. Do you know what? I think Donald Trump, it could be a whole other episode in itself where we break down all the laws he's changing.
Okay, yeah.
Would that be interesting?
That would be really interesting. I know, I don't know if this is kind of Donald Trump, and I know we just said we're going off him, but I was, when we were thinking about cancel culture, I was thinking, does a challenge-free speech cancel culture? Because everyone has the right to free speech, but obviously you can't freely speak if you're afraid of being cancelled.
Yeah, okay, I get what you mean. It kind of, in ways, cancels free speech. However,
if your free speaking is harmful and mean.
Yeah, and it's morally wrong, then you deserve to be cancelled. Yeah, you're gonna, if you want to speak what you want to say and you're not afraid of being cancelled, do, but you could be cancelled based on your views.
Is that wrong though?
Because in some cases,
are people entitled to their own opinion?
Yeah, they are. But again,
your opinion could be get you into trouble.
Yeah, exactly. So that's your own choice. So like, it's not
such a tough one.
It's not stopping you from saying what you want to say. However,
there may be consequences.
Yes, and as there should be.
Yeah,
depending on what it is. But I actually, when I was thinking about people who should be cancelled.
Okay.
Chris Brown. Why isn't
Why is the Chris Brown cancelled?
I'm always baffled when I see Chris Brown doing tours. He has been in Ireland like twice.
Has
and
he?
And sold out the Three Arena like. And I am baffled at anyone who would attend that.
Why isn't he in jail?
I don't know. Did he ever go to jail?
I don't know, but he's so should have.
Let me see.
I remember when all that happened. I know I think I was young at the time, but I just remembered thinking, what the hell? Yeah, I think that happened before cancelling was fully a thing though.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know, so.
This is fun. Who should be cancelled that isn't?
Yeah. I don't know if he went to jail.
I don't know. Maybe she didn't press charges against
him. And he has a history of violence as well.
Mm-hmm.
No, but my thing is, right, about Chris Brown as well, sorry.
No, I'm happy to
even
do
if even if it happened before cancelling was really mainstream kind of in the media, there's actually a documentary on him, Chris Brown, A History of Violence.
Interesting, I might watch that.
How has he survived so much controversy? And like, I don't get it. And as a woman, a majority of his fan base are women.
Because he's good looking.
And like, his music is okay. And,
yes, sir.
But still, you're going supporting this guy who we know has assaulted multiple women.
Yeah, and you remember even the photos of poor Rihanna?
Yeah.
They were shocking.
Awful.
So yeah, that's how is he still going?
I have no idea. And it annoys me so much. Every time he's in Ireland and people are going, I'm like,
the wrong people get cancelled.
cow.
This is a lot less severe, but sometimes I think Jedward should just be cancelled just because come off it.
This
like.
Is the problem. I love Jedward.
Oh, I used to, but now I'm just like, you're just too desperate. Like, you're trying too hard. Just leave your fame go. You're done. Yeah. You're over.
Do you know what? We don't need to cancel them, but they're just very cringe.
Yeah. Like, can you cancel cringe, please?
No, we can't cancel Jedward now, Jade. That's unfair. They've not really done anything wrong.
Yeah, okay,
they
fair.
They might think we're cringe and want to cancel us.
Yeah, but okay, yeah, fair.
Yeah, we can't be cancelled.
Do you have anyone else?
On this list, not fully, but Conor McGregor. And I know he's kind of in the process of being cancelled, particularly after the case. Who was it? Nicole Hand took. Have you not heard anything about this?
I just don't know her name.
Okay.
Which is shocking.
Yeah, where she accused them of like rape and assault in a hotel.
Yeah.
But like at the moment he's just on Twitter.
Is he? I don't have Twitter.
Like he'll go, it's like he's gone off on a wild one at night time, you know, during the night, popping off Twitter, tweeting loads of like morally wrong things, saying things he shouldn't be, and then the next morning wakes up and deletes them all.
Oh, does he?
Yes. And people on Twitter are going crazy. They're like, man, look, you're done. Like, please stop embarrassing yourself and go get yourself some help.
He really, really could have been an Irish icon had he just not. I feel like he's disgraced himself in so many different ways.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And I would say,
not even just this, like even before this, the way he carries on is just sometimes shocking.
What did he do?
Punched an old man in the face.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't try his beer.
What did he throw something at a bus before and in America? And all these ridiculous behaviors, like, and
I think he may have a drug problem and alcohol problem.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
Which isn't an excuse, but it makes it more understandable.
It's not an excuse, and no, it doesn't make it understandable.
No, not understandable, but it's like, maybe understandable was the wrong word there.
Maybe it just kind of just, yeah, like, okay, that he,
this is why,
yeah, it's kind of one of, but yeah, no, 100%. But you think like his family and friends and support network would try,
why is his wife with him?
Oh, god, it's probably trauma. Bond.
Do you think so?
And she feels like she can't leave, yeah.
I'm telling you now, if Reese was accused of sexually assaulting another woman and he was found guilty.
The circumstances.
But,
no,
Conor McGregor admitted that he slept with someone else. Why is that not enough?
That's always been the way in their whole relationship.
She must just be for the money, maybe.
Yeah, well, I don't know, because like right now she looks like a broken
goose.
Woman.
Oh.
Okay.
Sorry, I know Enzo's on the floor here and I don't want to roll over him.
But
a broken woman. I haven't seen photos of her,
yeah,
does
even
she?
Even after the court thing and everything. But there's so much, right? For example, right, they are big celebrities. Mm-hmm. They've got, what, 3 kids together. But like, if she did leave him, like, she'd get all his money and stuff.
And she's also, like, she could probably build a name for herself independently without him.
Yeah, imagine how much.
And she doesn't have to go down with him on his sinking ship.
And imagine how inspiring it will be to watch her leave this guy. Like, right, maybe it's not necessarily inspiring. Well, it could be.
I think it would be.
If she was to come out and, like, talk about her story and her side of things.
And why is
she's probably terrified.
Of him?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Probably.
But even if people were to be like, oh, she's staying for, the family picture. I wouldn't want my sons to be raised thinking that their father's behaviour is okay.
Oh, yeah.
Cancel,
yeah.
Conor McGregor.
No, I believe he has been, like, not fully cancelled.
No, people still
people
love
still,
him.
Like, what annoys me as well is people who still follow Conor McGregor.
I've never
if
followed
If you follow
Conor
him
McGregor.
On social media, you are supporting him regardless if you're just following him and not interacting with his posts or anything. That's still his support. But, like, he got cut from the whiskey brand.
Mm-hmm. Did he? I thought shops just stopped stocking it.
Yeah.
That's a tongue twister.
Oh, potentially that's what it was.
Because I think, does he fully own that?
I don't know.
Me neither.
I think you could be right, though.
I know a load of places just said, we're not putting this in our shops anymore.
Yeah, and that was Ireland, like. But there was loads of different things, like, and obviously he's not going to get support and promotions from ads, because they're all going to get cancelled. People are going to stop supporting them. So, for example,
okay,
if Conor McGregor did an ad for Adidas.
Adidas will be cancelled.
We're going to be like, well, I'm not supporting Adidas because they are supporting someone who is completely a nutcase and has done so many things morally wrong. He's abusive. He's...
Do you know what
all
is the kind of complete opposite? Do you remember the whole Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, and Johnny Depp was like instantly cut from, was it Pirates of the Caribbean and... maybe
yes.
Dior. And
yeah.
Then obviously Johnny Depp was found to maybe not have been what he was made out to be. And yeah, then yeah. People were trying to reach back out for him.
Yeah, and he was like, no, like you didn't back me.
Is it meant to be, is it not meant to be innocent until proven guilty? Yes. I feel like that's kind of gone out the window with cancel culture.
Yeah, I think it has, because there's so much eyes on people now because mm-hmm. of social media.
What's it called? The society police or something?
Yeah, yeah. But like that, everyone would stop supporting Disney because they are still supporting Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They were wrong.
Oh, 100%. Like, they were wrong to do that. But
they had to be selfish in that moment.
Yeah, because in those cases, like I was saying, you always tend to side with the person who is accusing someone else of doing something wrong.
Yeah.
You always tend to pick their side because, you know, you want to believe the victim.
And you know what? In some cases, this is just coming to me now, cancel culture kind of works. Like, do you remember... This is terrible that I don't know these people's names when I work in the news. But you know that soldier? And he originally didn't get charged for attacking that girl.
Oh, yeah. What was
and
her name?
And then there was absolute uproar. Is her name Nikita? Is there a Nikita somewhere who got...
It's Nikita something or other.
But then there was uproar because he
Natasha
wasn't...
Natasha O'Brien.
Natasha.
Yeah, and Cathal Crotty.
Cathal.
Oh,
I knew
my
it was
God,
Cathal.
Lord. I was absolutely... Whoa. Enraged, Jade, when that happened.
In that sense, cancelling can... I know he didn't necessarily get cancelled, but he was like publicly...
Shamed. And named.
And named.
As he should be. And so should the GA and then, catfish.
And, yeah, the GA catfish.
Cancel who?
And then that worked. He then got... Did he get retrialed or did he just get...
She reappealed the case.
Okay, good.
And he got like 2 years. Which isn't great, but like... Yeah, because of her kind of starting a movement. But that's a whole other thing, like, of abuse on women, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a whole other
topic.
Yeah. But
cancelling is actually really broad.
Yeah, it is very broad. And it's kind of one of those things that we do have to be careful, like, in what we're saying. Because I'm like, yeah, cancel him. But
like, I'm afraid to even share my opinions now. And, like, I think we are fantastic, but we don't even necessarily have the biggest following and we're afraid to say what we want to say.
Oh, I know, 100%. And if you disagree with anything we have said...
Don't cancel us.
No, don't cancel us, but let us know and we're happy and open to sharing and discussing opinions. Do you know that kind of way? Because I think that's what it's all about, is you can share what you want to an extent, obviously, and then... You have to be willing to hear other people's thoughts and opinions. But yeah. You don't necessarily need to agree with them.
That's the thing. Just because you don't agree with someone doesn't mean that they need to be publicly shamed or cancelled.
No.
I was thinking we should have put a question box up.
Yeah, we should have.
And read out.
But like you just don't need to share everything online that you support. And, you know, you just don't need to. But yeah, I think that's all I have to say on cancel culture.
Me too. I feel like I said a whole lot of nothing as well, though.
Yeah, it's a long one and it's also just...
A difficult one.
No. Well, yeah, it is. I thought you meant because it ends off for a second. I was like, oh no.
Oh no. I don't know if they can hear him bubbling in the back. But he also, I didn't say it at the time, he left a shit stain on my pants. It's dried in now, but.
I can't see it.
Yeah, it was
there. Earlier? Yeah. Today?
When he was sat on my lap and when he did
Why
his big
he?
Fart.
What? Is it poo out of his nappy?
He must have.
You may get those.
Pampers?
Yeah.
I have them.
And they don't work?
Punami proof is a lie.
Punami proof
is a lie.
We are coming for you.
He punamis nearly every night that I wake. Every morning I wake up, he nearly has like
a punami.
A punami.
Well, that's ridiculous because then that's false advertising.
I think he just poos more than the average child.
No. It says punami proof. You may look at the T's and C's.
Cancel Pampers.
No, don't do that.
No, I'm joking. Pampers are brilliant.
But we may look into the T's and C's. See what size of a poo is considered a punami and weigh in those poo.
Way Enzo's poo.
But yeah. Are you doing anything?
Sorry?
No, Valentine's Day is age, so I was going to say you're doing anything for Valentine's.
Oh yeah, we're planning to go for dinner.
Yeah.
You?
I've told Simon, he's like, I don't know what to do for Valentine's Day. And I was like, you know when I was like, okay, right, I kind of have to, not tell him what I want, but I have expectations. And I don't want to be let down. And it wouldn't be his fault for letting me down. Because if he doesn't know my expectations.
What are your expectations?
Oh, I just want like a surprise.
Okay.
I don't need to be like whisked away or anything.
Yeah.
Like just surprise me. Even if it is, it's like, this is what I said to him. Even if it is just buying some snacks and saying we're going to the movie. Like, I just want you to surprise me and give me a plan.
Okay. Yeah, that's nice.
But like, I know Valentine's Day is not just about me.
I feel Valentine's Day is more for the girl than the man.
Yeah, I think it is. It is. I kept saying to him, I haven't had a Valentine's Day in so long. I want one.
No, that's so fair.
I just
want
to feel like a princess, I said.
Yeah.
Well, I will get him like something as well.
Oh, I don't think we're doing presents.
No, I'll get him like a little card.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
And maybe a little token or something.
Maybe write a love note. Spells. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. but...
Oh, Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day. Is that everything?
I think so.
And like if we wrap up now, we can go get a coffee.
Oh, perfect. Bye.
Okay, we're not going to run that quick. It is...
Enzo update.
Enzo update, yeah.
Well, he's here. He's learned how to spit out his food. Even if he likes his food, he spits it out now.
What?
There was another thing that I wanted to say, but can't remember. Just, I think it was that he's able to clap his hands proper now.
Oh, yes.
He doesn't just like put his hands together. He actually can clap and he
clap
loves it.
Clap handies till Enzo comes home. Da, 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 da. For Enzo alone. No. Clap handies, clap so, yeah. handies. Anyways, yeah, let's not.
He spits out his food. He... can clap.
Wait till you see the size difference in him now in pod videos now versus the last time he was here as well.
Oh, he's 11 kilos.
11 kilos?
Yeah.
Oh my God, 11 bags of sugar.
11 bags of sugar. We weighed him the other day. I don't know where I was that we ended up weighing him. Oh, we weighed him on one of those fruit and vegetable things in the supermarket. I was like, throw him up on that and let's see.
Oh no.
So he's 11 kilos.
He looks like he's going to cry.
He's not been really liking me the last while.
And his hair is so blonde.
His hair is getting really long.
But he's loving you today. He's been full of squeezes.
Yeah, but do you hear the noise? That he only does that when me and Reese are in the room.
Oh.
Mm. Like my mom came and got him out of bed this morning and was minding him in the kitchen for like an hour or so before we got up. And when I went in, instantly started doing this. And she was like, he hasn't done that once.
That is mad. I wonder what that is.
I don't know. And then he'd be chilling in the like sitting room or whatever. He'd be happy out playing on his own and then he'd see me or Reese and he'd just start doing this. I was like, what is up? Why don't you like us?
I wonder what that is. That's weird.
I think it's just clinginess, to be honest, or spoiled, rotten little shit. Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yep, that is me.
But no, he is. Like,
I'm giving you a little snuggle.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, he does love me, but... He just likes to make my life a bit difficult.
Maybe he's trying to talk to you and say something.
Yeah, but maybe make a nicer sound.
He's a baby.
I know,
yeah. Babies don't really make great sounds, only laughing.
I know, and then I do often think, like I only said to Therese the other day, we may wrap it up now soon because I would love a coffee, yeah. But I only said to Therese, where are we going to get one? Choli's closed on a Sunday.
We'll get one somewhere.
Okay. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I was only saying to Therese the other day, because he doesn't really cry, like he'd very, very rarely cry, would it be worse if he cried every time he made that noise, or is this noise worse than crying?
Crying would be worse than that noise.
Yeah, I think so too.
Crying is like very loud and
very annoying.
Yeah, and then you have to shake, like make him stop crying.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to make him stop grunting.
No, I know. But Bruce said he'd prefer for him to cry, and I was like,
nah.
No, I think I could deal with this more than I could deal with crying.
You should start crying every time he makes that noise and be like, then what do you think, Grace?
Yeah. Anyway, that's
right.
All.
Thank you so much for. Listening.
Hopefully it was a grand enough one.
I think it was.
It was fun to talk about.
Yeah, it was, to have a little conversation and discussion about it. We are on social media, of course. Don't forget to follow us at Two Girls and a Baby Pod on TikTok and Insta and Blue Sky, but I rarely ever use Blue Sky. I kind of forgot about that app. And don't forget to
rate us
and follow us and share this with your friends, and we'll chat to you next week.
Bye.
Bye. What was he doing?